wherever you are, and he'll have your heart. So bring the file and the food to that wooden shelter over there, early tomorrow morning, if you want to keep your heart, that is. Remember, you promised.
I watched him turn and walk with difficulty across the marshes, the chain hanging clumsily around his leg. Then I ran home as fast as I could. My sister, Mrs. Jo Gargery, was very proud of the fact that she had brought me up by hand. Nobody explained to me what this meant, and because she had a hard and heavy hand, which she used freely on her husband as well as me, I supposed that Jo and I were both brought up by hand. She was not a beautiful woman, being tall and thin, with black hair and eyes, and a very red face. She clearly felt that Jo and I caused her a lot of trouble, and she frequently complained about it. Jo, on the other hand, was a gentle, kind man, with fair hair and weak blue eyes, who quietly accepted her scolding. Because Jo and I were in the same position of being scolded by Mrs. Jo, we were good friends, and Jo protected me from her anger whenever he could. So when I ran breathless into the kitchen, he gave me a friendly warning.
She's out looking for you, Pip, and she's got the stick with her.
This stick had been used so often for beating me that it was now quite smooth. Just then, Mrs. Jo rushed in.
Where have you been, you young monkey? She shouted.
I jumped behind Jo to avoid being hit with the stick.
Only to the churchyard,
I whispered, starting to cry.
Churchyard? If I hadn't brought you up, you'd be in the churchyard with our parents. You'll send me to the churchyard one day. Now let me get your supper ready, both of you.
For the rest of the evening, I thought of nothing but the stranger on the marshes. Sometimes, as the wind blew round the house, I imagined I heard his voice outside, and I thought with horror of the young man who ate boys' hearts. Just before I went to bed, we heard the sound of a big gun on the marshes.
Was that a gun, Joe? I asked.
Ah, said Joe. Another convict's escaped. One got away last night. They always fire the gun when one escapes.
Who fires the gun? I asked.
Joe shook his head to warn me.
Too many questions, frowned my sister. If you must know, it's the men in the prison ships who fire the gun.
I wonder who is put into prison ships, and why?
I asked, in a general way, quietly desperate to know the answer. This was too much for Mrs. Jo.
Listen, my boy, I didn't bring you up by hand to annoy people to death. There are ships on the river which are used as prisons. People who steal and murder are put in the prison ships, and they stay there for years sometimes. And they always begin their life of crime by asking too many questions. Now, go to bed.
I could not sleep at all that night. I was in terror of the young man who wanted my heart. I was in terror of the man with the iron chain. I was in terror of my sister, who would soon discover I had stolen her food. As soon as there was a little light in the sky outside my window, I got up and went quietly down to the kitchen. I stole some bread, cheese, and a big meat pie, hoping that, as there was a lot of food ready for Christmas, nobody would notice what was missing. I did not dare take the whole brandy bottle, so I poured some into a smaller bottle to take away with me. Then I filled up the brandy bottle with what I thought was water from a big brown bottle. I took a file from Joe's box of tools and ran out.